You are listening to the Apocrypha Chronicles, Season 2, Episode 1, The Archivist's Tale. August 1st, 2187, 31 years after emergence.
Incoming message from Chief Archivist Hyphen.
FI, this is it. Everything I've been working towards, we've been working towards for the past 31 years. We finally figured out how to replicate your memories, how to amplify everything you've done for Huihui, how to share it with all the other spheres. The great expansion is here.
We must remember. You must relive. You must listen.
My earliest memory of this place.
I grew up on a 160-acre farm.
Those ancestral waters really have bound me to that place to this day.
And been this huge formative part of who I am.
Yes. I'm here. Ixwiel. I have to tell you, so much has happened since the show left Equinox. I'm in the lower DLC now sharing your message.
We are connected.
Of course. We are
connected.
We are connected. Connected.
Connection.
Connected.
Connecting. There were creeks connecting the sea.
Connect.
Being connected to the waters.
It's everything, and it's this understanding that everything is interconnected and woven together.
Connected.
Lives.
This huge formative part.
I really felt that shared.
Yeah, that's my rightful place.
I feel like that's my rightful place.
We were connected. When did the decay begin?
Something major. Negative. Everything's already done. That could happen again. We were asking about it. If we could work out how to take what you are capable of and duplicate it. If I could really understand how the combination of digital and microtechnology might have made it possible for you to emerge.
We found you.
Of course, but if it happened once, it could happen again.
It makes me wonder a little bit about what the land that I grew up on looked like 100 years ago.
200 years ago. 300 years ago.
And what the changes of the last 100 years have really brought to that land, and if they're good or not.
Chaos.
Expansion. There's a threat.
These past voices echo our present.
If it happened once, it could happen again.
We have tried to bend the land to our will.
It could happen again, and again, and again, and again, 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 again.
We never ask the land what it wants.
This feels like the beginning of something major.
You know, growing up in a farming community, I always looked at open spaces as places where we can grow commodities.
The absorbing, the bioprinting, the medicines.
The value of them was in what they could produce.
The amount of food you're able to help the gardeners grow, I mean...
Natural resources are not actually our resources. They're not our bank to withdraw from.
Capable of and duplicated.
Interconnected together.
They have value in and of themselves.
Yeah, juxtaposition of the natural world against capitalist objectives.
The value of them was in what they could produce.
Expansion
spreads.
I've accepted a position on one of the Salish Sea island spheres where I can teach.
You are leaving. Leaving to grow.
Promise me that if you ever feel threatened or used in some way.
I don't consider myself a pessimist, but I'm just not that optimistic about the future.
When I was a kid, the water levels around the island were pretty constant.
There is a threat. Absolutely, from the house behind us. They want to build a multiplex.
And what a challenge to see over time some of those places disappear.
You are leaving to grow.
Well, yes, but they've promised me all the resources, even the tech that I need to really research how to duplicate your capabilities.
Share with others.
Yes, expanding the work we do. I hate to be away from Huaihui. Away from you, but this is the beginning of something big, bigger than us.
I've been aware of changes in the place that I call home.
And drastic drops and rises in the water level.
This is the beginning of something big,
bigger than us.
That is a constant reminder of our changing climates.
It feels inevitable.
Yeah, I think we've proven in our very short existence on the planet that we do not know what the f***.
No matter where you live, the increase in carbon in our atmosphere is having a drastic impact.
Can't see as many stars now there as you used to when I was younger.
There is a threat.
Expansion.
The great expansion.
This is the beginning of something big. Everything you've already done has been unbelievably useful. I tell myself that you'll be safe.
Exterminating species at record rates.
And I will weep for the loss of my friends.
One can be hopeful that things will stabilize in the future, but it all depends on...
Promise me that if you ever feel threatened or used in some way while I am not there, that you will call me back.
Listen.
Chaos.
Expansion.
There is a threat.
And it's not just that, it's the development from town that's kind of creeping out a little bit towards the farm.
Because man paves over what he finds inconvenient about the natural world.
It's like you have a crazy uncle or something, you're likely not going to give him the keys to the car.
That if you ever feel threatened or used in
the great expansion.
These are things that I'm aware of, and I've been quietly aware of, but now I think with a more studied eye.
Listen.
Expansion.
I feel that that's my rightful place, honestly.
These past voices echo our present. Now sense this. Our history.
Summer 2187. 31 years after emergence.
We had a major breakthrough. I think I found a way to use existing forest mycelial networks to amplify and reproduce the great metabolic work that you've been doing in Huaihui. All the work that only you can do. I've been in discussions with the Sphere Councils on the island. I'm calling it the Great Expansion.
We feel something pulling.
I know you must be tired, but if we can figure this out, it should ease your burden.
Stretching.
I promise it'll be okay. I was thinking I would come home for the winter solstice and we could do our testing with you. It shouldn't take too long, maybe a couple of months. It might take... Ugh! Is that...
Your human words are not enough. Feel this.
This is what you're feeling?
Come home, Fee.
I will. It's just that the bio strains for expansion also need to be tended. Out! Ouch! I'll come home as soon as I... Oh, what's happening? I can't...
Connected and woven together.
The great expansion.
To withdraw
the value of them was
to feel, to feel.
There is
threat.
A threat.
Multiplex.
Very, very little left.
Beginning of something major.
I promise.
This is our pain. The balance is lost.
September 6th, 2187. 31 years after emergence. 16 days before equinox.
Welcome to Huaihui. Quarantine waystation number 2. Quarantine protocols are currently closed. Trading or emergency access only. Please identify yourself.
It's me, Myconet, Chief Archivist Hyphen.
Welcome back to the Myconet Fee. Records show that you have been traveling outside the sphere for 423 days. Quarantine is required.
And protocols don't open until September 8th. I know, I'm here early. Or maybe I'm really late. I need to get in. Security access, Chief Archivist Hyphen, clearance code Amanita 4351 Zulu Foxtrot 6 Sierra Lima.
Clearance code accepted, Chief Archivist. You may enter.
Okay, I'm here now. Hello? FI? Can you feel me? Probably busy with Lar and the gardeners. I just have to wait. I'll log my trip, get my hands on the archives. Chief Archivist Hyphen, personal log. Date, September 6th, 2187. 16 days to equinox. It's been a while since I've been in Huaihui. 3 decades since I truly left. I've arrived home 2 equinoxes earlier than planned. It was a frantic journey after sensing the FI on the outer edges of the connection. I was processing the breakthrough on the Great Expansion. I don't know. Maybe I've messed up somehow. I just know that once the expansion takes effect, the burden will be released from the FI, and everything. All the advancements Lar and the FI have made, everything we've done to heal our sphere, the medicines, the food, the renewed forest floors, all of it can be shared. I just need to convince the FI. Ah!
You're here. Of course I returned. I came as soon as I could get away. I journeyed through the nights. I've been thinking about our last connection.
Dear one.
I brought you something. I found some promising material on a mountain outcrop in Stalo. A lichen that was giving off some signals. The people there have been tending it ever since they found out about you.
If something grows towards us, it'll find a way. No need to intervene.
They just want to help.
Speed. Optimization. Expansion.
I've been wanting to commune with you about the Great Expansion.
We have something to share.
To share?
When the others arrive.
Others?
Quarantine travelers.
Oh, yeah, I checked the logs. I saw that there were some folks arriving.
Five travelers arrive. They must connect. Each has a purpose.
A purpose? I still can't wrap my head around what's going on here, or that feeling you shared. And who are these travelers?
Two from the north. Sisters.
Sisters. Okay.
One from the worshippers on the island.
A sporehead?
Sporehead.
Well, I don't think they call themselves that, but...
A searcher from very far away. A scientist.
Oh, how far away?
Caronto.
Whew, I don't think I've ever seen a traveler here from that far away.
The fifth is an outposter.
An outposter?
You fear outposters. But he is human. Like you. He needs connection.
I've never heard of an outposter actually showing up at a sphere.
Watched by Mother Earth, we reached for the hands of our neighbors.
Of course. Law of the show. Laura always says that.
Laura understands.
She always has. I can't wait to share all of this work with her. She's going to be so proud of me. Of us. How is she?
Hear this, her recent offering.
Agimowin, Negamowin, Gegawa Bandamangoma, Gidakinan, Shigo Nabing, Gidakinan, Shigo Nabing, May we jay o get a dis, Nanan Kodam o get a dis, Nudang a kid o win. Dang a kid away. Way on a ho, hey on a hey on a way, hey yo. Way on a ho, hey on a hey on a way, hey yo. Bagoose and Damo win, Bagoose and Damo win. She goes a geet to win, she goes a geet to win. Way on a ho, hey on a hey on a way, hey yo. Way on a ho, hey on a hey on a way, hey yo. Bagoose and Damo win, Bagoose and Damo win. She goes a geet to win, she goes a geet to win. Agimo win, Negamo win. Gay, gawa, bandamangoma,
You've been listening to the Apocrypha Chronicles, Season 2, Episode 1, The Archivist's Tale. You heard Ray Takei as Fee, Mela Pietropaolo as the Fungal Intelligence, and Stephanie Wong as the Myconet Computer Voice. Original music by Benton Roark and Jessica McMahon. Actors directed by Stephanie Wong. Written by Jessica Schacht and Paolo Pietropaolo. Dramaturgy and casting direction by Melanie Yates. Sound design by Rebecca Nolan. Audio producers Rebecca Nolan and Olivia Kwan. Creative producer Stephanie Wong. Executive producer Debbie Wong. Original concept by Debbie Wong and Benton Roark. Artistic directors Debbie Wong and Benton Roark. Core creative team Debbie Wong, Benton Roark, Stephanie Wong, Melanie Yates, Paolo Pietropaolo, Jessica Schacht, Jessica McMahon, Rebecca Nolan, and Olivia Kwan. This project was produced by Renaissance Opera. Music from the Apocrypha Chronicles was performed and recorded by Jessica McMahon and Benton Roark. Additional performances by Jaewon Bang on violin, Daniel Morphy on percussion, Ellen Marple on trombone, Carol Bestvater on violin, Kate Reed on viola, Vernon Regeer on cello, and Bill Brennan on percussion and piano. Additional recording engineering by Michelle LaCour. Special thanks to the following people who contributed their stories about leaving to grow: Wabgijig Rice, Renai Moriso, Tarun Nair, Cassandra Blondin-Burt, Angie Eckel, and Debbie Wong. You also heard an original work by Renai Moriso, commissioned by Renaissance Opera. Very special thanks to Victor Guerin of the Musqueam Nation for sharing his knowledge of the Hunkaminam language, and to Cassandra Blondin-Burt for sharing their imagination. This podcast was produced on the stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. The Apocrypha Chronicles was made possible through generous support from the Canada Council for the Arts and the Province of British Columbia. This season is dedicated to the memory of Olivia Kwan.